You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Thank you. Welcome back to our show. Happy Sunday. I can't believe it's 8 days until Christmas. I wonder, did we finish Hanukkah? It's just flying by, you guys. So happy holidays out there. I hope everyone is having a safe and wonderful time. And, you know, hey, just a friendly reminder, don't get too stressed out. You know, keep it simple. You know, being healthy and happy with your loved ones is absolutely the most important thing at this time of year, and a really good time to reflect as startup entrepreneurs and everyday people. Just let's stay grounded and not get too stressed, okay, guys, because I know how it can be. So thanks again to everyone that made our drag brunch successful today at La Casa del Camino. Thank you to our vendors, Omar Propre, La Casa del Camino, and everybody that supported it. I also want to thank our sponsors of the show, Next Level Global Solutions, Michael Solberg Family Wines, and La Casa del Camino. And all the listeners and viewers, thank you so much. We are actually going to have two fresh shows next week on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. They won't be live. They'll be pre-taped, but they'll still be fresh. So this will be the last time live this year. So I just want to say happy holidays. I'll probably say it again on the pre-tape for you guys. Today, I'd like to start with a very special guest in from Idaho, Katrina Foe. Katrina, welcome to The Startup.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure, and you're welcome. So thank you again for making time and sharing your Sunday with us. I understand that you have just, if you don't mind me sharing, relocated to Idaho from Arizona. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
Yeah, my name is Katrina Foe, as you mentioned, and I live up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'm a functional nutritional therapist that got into this work by having my own cancer journey. And so I specialize working with cancer clients, helping them get to the root cause of why their cancer was allowed to develop so that they don't have to live in fear anymore.
Wow. Well, you know, thank you for your work. And I can't imagine trying to get yourself, you know, back to one and back to becoming as healthy as possible and fighting that, or not fighting it, but just, you know, letting it be out of your body, right? And then offering a safe space for people to land and give them tips. Where did you find the guts, energy, tenacity, motivation to help others in your journey?
Oh, yeah. So going through the journey myself, seeing where the struggles and frustration, where it was hard to get resources and understanding, and then all the amazing information that I was just so blown away by, like, whoa, we have tools like this. I could not do it. I first originally went back to school for my own selfish, like, I wanted to understand what had just happened to me. And then as I got further and further and more, I'm like, I can't not share this. Like, everyone needs to hear this. And I think my friends and family were sick of hearing me. And so I started getting more and more of my message out as I started to work with clients and such.
Hmm. So when did you recover? When did it start for you, the cancer journey? And then when did you find yourself back whole, cancer free?
Yeah, so I found the cancer in 2015. I had my fifth baby I was nursing. He was about a year old. And I had a mastitis. And the whole process, when it went away, the lump was still there. And I hadn't noticed it. It was about a golf ball size. And I'm not well endowed, so it was very easy to find and see. From there, the whole process was about a year until the cancer was gone. And I couldn't find the lump. And so literally within months, I was back in school figuring out, like, how in the world did this happen? I need to understand this. And I've always been kind of a science person. I teach anatomy and such, but this was like a different level, a different aspect of it that I really wanted to dig into and understand better.
Well, I think you're my hero on many levels. I mean, first of all, 5 children, my God, God bless you. And then
I shouldn't tell you that I actually have 7 now then.
It keeps going. You really are my hero. I don't even know. I just, you know, you're built different. And that's good. And that's good. And you are very inspirational to me, you know, to take take that on and to also continue to learn. I mean, I think that that's really admirable to continue to educate yourself about what's going on. What did you find out?
Yeah, so through the process, we had already, my family and I, we had already had some experiences with using food as medicine with some tooth decay that one of my daughters had. And the whole thing kind of opened my eyes to looking outside of just standard of care, that there were other choices. And so when I found the lump, it was kind of a no-brainer to me. I had already, like, the seeds had already been planted in me. We had already been doing a lot of work in terms of changing diet and lifestyle and everything. And this was the big frustrating part, was I was already doing all the stuff. Like, literally, we had moved to Idaho, like you said, so that we could have more land and grass so we could raise our own meat animals. Like, okay. I don't do things part way. It was kind of like, okay, we're doing this. I mean, we were making our own toiletries and cleaning products. And so my brain was like, whoa, something is really wrong here where I am. How did I get cancer? Like, nobody understood it. And so digging into, like, what was going on with my body that allowed my immune system to be so overwhelmed that it couldn't handle the job it had of getting rid of rogue cancer cells on a daily basis, like it's supposed to. Hmm. And so digging into the whole process, using a lot of the same tests I use now with clients, I really uncovered for me what was going on. And there was a lot of things, Monique, that I had no idea about because I had never done any testing before ever. Right. Things like insanely low vitamin D levels. I was super estrogen dominant. I had crazy high levels of toxic mold. I had a lot of emotional stress in my marriage. There were a lot of things going on that I didn't feel symptoms for and I didn't understand were big issues.
Mm. Very well put. And thank you for being so transparent, because how do we get to the root of anything if we can't just say what it is? And you being vulnerable there really will help people. I know it. Something that stood out to me when you said toxic mold, there's something there that I haven't heard about in our body. I'm not saying I'm an expert, guys, but I've been around and I've heard a few things. And when you were speaking on some of the elements like low vitamin D and higher estrogen, free radicals pop back into my brain, you know, my 24-hour fitness days, you know, fighting the free radicals and having the supplements. But where did your journey down this path lead you to understand where it came from, right? Because is it stress related? Is it lack of, if you have too much? Is it finding the right balance? And you don't have to give away your secret sauce, but
No, that's okay. I am happy to. I want this to be out there. I want this to become more mainstream where people understand that there's areas that we know from research have been shown to contribute to cancer. So there's 10 areas that we've identified, that each one of them has several different things. And it's not just one of these areas. Okay. That's the big message I want people to get. There's not one thing that's doing it. It's not just the mold for me. It's this perfect storm of like 6 to 8 of these areas that are significantly off for cancer to be allowed to overwhelm that immune system. And that's what people need to understand, because when you're looking at, you know, I also had some insulin resistance and a hypothyroid. You know, you can find like one of them and people are like, oh, I got something. It's like, no, we need to get all the smoking guns out on the table to see what we're dealing with and how we need to prioritize addressing this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you raising your fresh, you know, fresh, having fresh cattle and fruit and vegetables and things, farming, I think is really, really a blessing. So special that you have that, because we are now just learning so much about the terroir and what goes into our soil and it goes into our body, even with fish, you know, and the plastics in the ocean. And what can you speak to it about moving forward in your whole wellness? What can we make changes if we don't have access to having those things? We have to go to Whole Foods or somewhere else. What can you speak to that you've learned having your own agriculture, access to fresh agriculture?
Absolutely. So a lot of times now people are throwing the baby out with the bathwater with the meat in terms of, you know, everything has to be plant-based, raw vegan and such. But what we're seeing in the literature is when people are sick and they're nutrient depleted, especially, it makes it so much more bioavailable to be able to get the active form of these vitamins that are in the actual, the animal's already done the processing for us. And with that, you want to have, of course, as clean a the meat as possible. So while I 100% agree with, you know, the plant-based movement that the meat is not good, like I wouldn't eat the commercial meat either. I don't, because it is very toxic. They're giving him hormones and antibiotics and they're feeding him soy and all these things. But if we just say no meat at all, then we're throwing that baby out with the bathwater. We're missing the nutrient density that you can get from meat. And so the alternative is to get it really good quality. Now, what you want is, you know, organic. They're not giving them the hormones and the antibiotics and all this stuff. Ideally, they're on eating the food they should eat. So for chickens, that is not a vegetarian diet. That is an omnivore diet. They eat lots of bugs. That's what they really thrive on. And those cows, they need to eat grass, just grass, not just anything else, not grains, not the all this other stuff, the grass. So we can get a lot of stuff at Whole Foods. Whole Foods actually has, I guess they're getting more a grass finished, but being out here and learning more about like having my own cows, most of the fattening up they do for weight, they do it at the last several months and they switch their feed, even if they've been grass fed their whole life, to grains because they know that grains fatten them up. Like, let's think about this diet wise, people. So you really want, because that completely changes the profile of the fat in the actual meat. So a grass finished steak is going to have actually a lot higher levels of omega-3s, which we all know are fabulous for us. So this makes a huge difference. So look for grass finished, look for the organic and stuff, but you don't even have to just use Whole Foods. You know, there's a lot of places that are popping up that will ship to you online and such. And it's really nice because if you're not close to Whole Foods, which I'm not, you can get, you know, other products and such shipped to you. It's such a beautiful thing nowadays.
Really? Well, this is so insightful. And I haven't heard the term omnivore in a minute. So I'm appreciating omnivore as a little bit of a nerd. I'm loving it. And I love that you're saying don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Yes, I think people kind of shift, make a hard shift in one direction. And it sounds like balance truly is key. Balance in everything truly is key. I myself stopped eating meat. Let's see, this is going to be 6 years now. I was going to turn 40 and I'm going to turn 46 next month. So yeah. And I was like, what can I do right now that I could commit to consistently that will just raise my level of health? And just, I'm, you know, people know I have a wine startup. The wine's not going out. That's staying. Unless some miracle I have a baby, the wine's staying. But what can I take out of my diet? And I have to be up on different time zones, because if you have a steak and a glass of wine or a few glasses of wine, you're probably going to pass out. And you're, you know, so I took meat out and it's very hard. I love bacon and it was hard and difficult. So it's just been seafood and vegetables for me. And I saw my energy just shoot up. And I think you don't have to be that extreme. Each one for themselves, you know, whatever works for you. But I love that you're saying that look for what the meat that you're consuming is consuming.
Yes, you are what you eat. And when I say meat, I'm talking about any kind of protein source that's from a live animal kind of a thing. So the fish and stuff, just as much as the chickens and the turkeys and all that stuff, it needs to be super clean. It's really important because, you know, a lot of times, especially in cancer circles, you'll hear a lot about like juicing and carrot juice and you need more vitamin, you know, A and all this. And it's really interesting because carrots have no vitamin A, none. They have beta carotene, which is a precursor to vitamin A, but your body has to then convert it to vitamin A, which if you're sick is not going super well. And about 30% of us genetically can't do that. Now let's think about this. Who is probably that 30%? It's probably the people with cancer, right? So eating the vitamin A in something like chicken liver or, you know, I mean, you can get it in lots of different meat forms. The animal has eaten the grass. gotten the beta carotene and transformed it into the active form of the vitamin A and done the work for you. So say thank you to those animals and, you know, enjoy the fact that you have one less thing to do.
Hmm. Well put. And I also think too, because we're all so different, what does blood type and precursors and lifestyle play into all these things, right? Like we saw with COVID, you know, that some people got it, some people didn't. Blood types, you know, lifestyle, precursors. And I wonder, like, susceptibility, like you were mentioning, what do you think about, because some people will crave certain things. And I feel like it has to do a lot of times with blood type. What have you found?
Yeah, so cravings, having been pregnant a lot, a lot of times they can have to do with nutritional deficiencies. So us women, we all have probably at some point had a craving for chocolate at that time of the month. And that's usually a magnesium deficiency because chocolate has a lot of magnesium. However, you want to be careful with that line of thought because sometimes it's a matter of blood sugar dysregulation that can fuel those cravings. And you want to, that's one of the most, probably the strongest driver of cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, is that blood sugar dysregulation. And this was probably one of the most eye-opening things to me because I was insulin resistant. I was in my 30s. I had no idea that I had insulin resistance because the key thing is you don't feel bad when you're insulin resistant. You feel really good. It's when you're hypoglycemic and your blood sugar is dipping low that you get the symptoms of, you know, shaky, hangry stuff people talk about. But having high blood sugar, which is where the danger zone's coming in, that feels great. So it's a big deal looking at those cravings. Are you craving, you know, for emotional reasons? Are you craving for to feed the metabolic dysfunction? Or is it like actual nutrient deficiencies, which, again, sometimes looking into the testing, you get more objective data there of what's actually going on.
Wow. I'm really loving your very thorough deep dive. And you prefaced at the top of the hour that you don't do anything half. I curse on the show, but we won't. But yeah, so she doesn't do it half. You know what, guys, she does it all the way. And so now tell me about this testing. What are you offering people? And where do you see the vision of your brand in Q1 of 2024?
Yes. So my program, Cancer Freedom, is a year-long program, and it is packaged with all the functional labs. So we're looking at stool, saliva, blood, urine, all the stuff, looking in genetics, everything. Because again, like I mentioned, we don't want to miss anything when we're talking about cancer. Mm-hmm. And so with that, you're taking a step back and looking at what needs to be prioritized and addressed in what order. Because every single person with cancer, while they fall into these 10 areas, it's different for each person. And so it needs to be very specific. And this gives us amazing insight as to not only like, okay, here's your supplements, here's, you know, what you need to eat, and here's your, you know, lifestyle tweaks, but also like I can see on the testing, you know what? Vitamin with the G6PD is high. Your vitamins, IV vitamin C is not going to be effective. It's going to make things worse right now. I love IV vitamin C. There's a lot of these awesome alternative treatments that we can see which ones are going to move the dial the most for you and what is going to be most effective, because you can spend a small fortune and have your entire day, every day covered doing all these different alternative things, dry brushing and enemas and saunas and all these things, and not have it actually be specific to what you need, which is where, you know, getting the testing and looking specifically is really important. Mm-hmm. And then the beautiful thing, this is my favorite part, is that then that you have this roadmap of what is going to help you stay out of danger zone so that you don't have it come back. Because if you address things with standard of care, there's a time and a place. I'm not against standard of care, but you know, you have chemo, radiation, surgery, something or some combination thereof. We all know that that's not addressing why you got cancer. Mm. So this work still needs to be done so that it doesn't come back. And that way you're educated to know, like, what are your weak links? What do you need to keep focusing on? And what is like, no, that's not that important for me. So that you don't end up going crazy and chasing every single thing that's out there.
Yes. There are only so many hours in a day to worry about supplementation and balance, but it is important. It sounds like you are plucking it out from the root of, okay, let's keep it from coming back, and let me give you the best roadmap to do it. Are your best candidates for the 1 year, is it the PERM Cancer Freedom 1 year program, your best candidates, people post cancer, well, they're in remission, or is it pre? Like, can we get people who have never had it? Please excuse my ignorance.
No, this is a fantastic question. Honestly, the things we're looking at are good for anybody, but this is what's going to be fueling things with cancer. So I work with clients one-on-one with this program, so it's very specific, and this would work with pre, post, people have done standard of care. I have the last three clients I've gotten are stage 4, unfortunately. And you know, this works with that, but, I have a new program that is launching in January, and it is a group program to help people kind of learn and educate and do these things a little bit more on their own. And that program really needs to be somebody that's not actively cancering. So whether it's right at the beginning of a diagnosis that's not aggressive, or like they've done standard of care and they want to circle back around and make sure they get the why, that would be a better target for them.
Mm-hmm. So in January, your new launch will be for people pre-dis-ease, and then this 1 year holistic, keeping them out of the danger zone, is post remission.
Yeah. The group program will be fine. Great for somebody post-remission. That's probably the ideal target. It's the active, like stage 4, like they can't do a group program. That's not appropriate.
Right. So all right, let's see. Where can we see this going, right? So let's say you're in Idaho, but you are doing a lot of this web-based, probably, I assume. And, yes. And help imploring people to be self-sufficient, you know, especially if it's preventative program. Where do you see this growing and going, you know, here in the next year? And how can people sign up? What's the cost? What are we looking at commitment-wise? Time? What are we looking at?
Yeah, that's a great series of questions. So again, the launch for the group program is in Q1, and that is going to allow me to work with more people. It's going to empower people to take control of their own health so that they can then start to implement these tools, and it can grow a lot faster in terms of getting it out there to more people. Right now, in terms of one-on-one, I am tapped out, and I don't have a lot of extra bandwidth because there's only myself, and then I've got some other practitioners that work for me, but you can only see so many people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. In terms of the cost, this is a 5-figure investment. Mm-hmm. I provide concierge service for people because I really want to make sure they get all their questions answered. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. It's including all the tests and everything, as well as wholesale on all the supplements and retests and things. The biggest thing is that this is an investment. People need to know that they get out of it what they put into it. So yes, I'm going to ask you to do weird things and change your diet. And that's where we're going to be very specific of what's going to be best for you. And this isn't for everybody. A lot of people just want to take a pill and be done. But those that really want to thrive and come back just glowing, this is the program. The people that don't want to live in fear of, like, is it coming back all the time, and are willing to do some hard things like coffee enemas and such, this is your program. I have a special place in my heart because I actually got kicked out of a cancer clinic because I asked too many questions.
Oh.
They did not have answers to. And so for me, I want the people that are thinking and wanting to ask the questions. And if I don't know the question, because I'm not God, I will find the answer some other way. Very resourceful, and I have a lot of practitioners that I'm connected with. So getting your questions answered is a top priority to me.
That is really what's standing out to me, that you said that, Katrina, because if I don't have the answer, I'm open to finding it. And that's really going to keep you healthy, because if you're constantly learning and you're seeking education around things you don't know and you're not afraid to go there, you're probably going to do better. And wow, I love that you got kicked out of these cancer clubs, because that means you're inquisitive and kind of a badge of honor there. Because look at you now.
It just cracks me up. I mean, it was a Gerson raw vegan clinic. And I kept asking, like, why can't I eat salt? Why can't I eat this? And knowing what I know now, I'm like, oh, I am so glad that I asked questions, because for my body, that would not have worked. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have answers for me. And they literally sat me down and like, you just have to trust the process.
Oh.
I'm like, excuse me, you don't have any answers to my questions. I'm not trying to be belligerent. I just need, you know, this is kind of my life. And they said, well, you need to leave if you can't trust the process.
It's kind of my life. And I have babies. I mean, I'd like to live for a while. It'd be nice.
No, I'm like, did I tell you I have 5 children at home? Like, they kind of want mom to come back. Like, you have to answer my questions, or I'm not going to just give you my life blindly. That's just silly.
Mm. But, so good. So good. And it sounds like you are really open for everybody to bring their puzzle to you, and you can help them put the pieces of the puzzle together. And how beautiful of a journey, because when you're doing that, do you learn some cool things about people when you're finding out their lifestyle and what they put in their bodies and their diets and their life? Yeah. What do you find out?
It's a beautiful thing, because one of those buckets is the emotional mental component. And this is the area that there's not great testing for. And this is the area that everyone wants to gloss over. And it is so key not to mess around with this. So like within the year prior to a cancer diagnosis, most clients have some kind of trauma that has really impacted the cancer client's heart. And unpacking that and getting tools to deal with it are, you know, I've got that incorporated in the program because it's so key. And some interesting things come up, things that surprise me, things that it hurts my heart to hear. And this is where, you know, I am blessed to get to walk alongside these people, pray for them, and talk about things on a level that we don't usually get to talk about with practitioners, because the program has that built into it to have that container and space.
I really appreciate your ministry. I think you're doing the work for the universe, for the God's work. And I love your heart. And it seems like you're so passionate, because you could have gotten yours and kept it moving, but you didn't. You're paying it forward in dividends. And I just really appreciate you doing a deep dive and having the courage to ask the hard questions and pushing back. Because we know here in America, a lot of people think this. You can disagree, and that's fine. I personally think that the money is in the treatment rather than the cure or prevention.
And I think that's an understatement, Monique.
okay, I was just dipping my toe. I didn't want to.
Yeah, it's really tricky, because it's hard. Like, that's why. So for me, I'm earning my money on my services, like mm-hmm. my time with clients and looking at labs and all that. And because I feel like it's a conflict of interest for me to be earning money on the supplements that I'm recommending, because that's what the cancer industry does. That's the only industry where you get kickbacks, cash for the chemo. And I don't want to be associated with that. So to me, I'm just going to set that aside. Any links for discounts are just things I'm passing on. It's not something I'm making money off of for that reason. So yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Very overly ethical of you, might I push back a little?
Yeah, I'm leaving money on the table. I've had friends tell me that. But I feel like when people know where I'm coming from, you know, they can trust me more.
Yeah,
they know that I'm not giving them 5,000 pills because I need to make money to go to California next month. They know that it's because I think that those are the best brands and what's going to actually work for them. And that trust is invaluable. I can't put a price on that.
It really is. And you know what, guys, just a friendly reminder, money is energy. And Katrina Fo here has put a lot of time and energy into her program. Tell us the name of your program one more time. Tell us the ebook that you're launching next month, and where can we find you on social media?
Yes. So my website is cancerfreedom.com, and it tells all about the program. It's already got some information up for the group program. And then the ebook is called The Roadmap to Prevent Cancer Recurrence. And I'm going to drop the link there for you. That's going to give you a lot of details about this process. It's going to tell you about the different 10 areas, as well as what tests we're looking at for those, so that you can really be empowered to understand what we're talking about in terms of what you would look at, what kind of things you're doing. On social media, I'm just my name, at Katrina Fo. And then on Facebook, I'm Nutritional Pilates.
Oh, that's a cool name. Okay.
That's the name of my book, which is really about prevention of all the big, bad chronic diseases. Cancer is one of them, but it's really talking, the book's talking more about from a preventative standpoint.
Well put. Listen, Katrina, I think that you are invaluable to the world. Thank you for doing your due diligence and doing it with your whole heart and your whole mind, because you have a beautiful mind for asking the questions and getting the answers. And they weren't easy answers. So please come back and let us give us an update on your launch on this book, on the new program. We'd love to catch up with you maybe in Q2 and get some more people. I know that this is something that will help a lot of people. So thank you for making time. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Monique. You too.
All right. Katrina Foe, amazing. You guys get into that because we all know someone that cancer has touched in our lives, and hopefully Katrina can help you and your friends and family prevent it and or keep it from coming back. So check her out. All right. We are going to, we've got, as soon as Sam gives me the alert, we will have our next guest. Right now, I want to do some plugs. End of the year, guys. I don't know if you guys have seen this book. I think I've talked to you guys about this. Everyday Soul Dances with Elaine Holm. This is a really cool book. Meditations, notes, aligning yourself. What I love, love, love about the way she's lined this book out is the QR codes. You can stop and do a meditation and do reflections and take notes, and you can just kind of digest the chapter and review. And this is a forgiveness meditation. End of the year, you know, there's so much going on in the world. I like this one on page 265, I forgive you meditation. And I'll read this until Sam gives me the signal that someone's coming. This meditation allows us to connect with healing energies and then extend them beyond ourselves to others to help with shifts in their perspective. Before you begin, please contemplate the following questions. Who do I need to forgive? Now, you can include yourself in that, guys. I'm just adding that. How ready am I to let the past problems go in order to enter into a freer and more open-hearted state? Now, that's a question. There's a recording of it after that when you scan the QR. So I thought, how innovative, how cool, how chic, how up-to-date she did this. So check out Everyday Soul Dances. It's not a religious book. It's not a religious book. It's just a spiritual book that can be, if you're Buddhist, if you're Jewish, if you're Catholic, if you're Christian, if you're Muslim, if you're non, whatever you are, you can still enjoy it. And there's the QR code. So if you're looking for a stocking stuffer, guys, Elaine Holm, get into it. All right. I want to also tell you guys, there'll be a link dropped very soon for the Pandemic Project documentary for this live streaming world premiere on New Year's Eve. I will make an announcement about that. You can check all my socials. If you're not following us, why not? At The Startup with Monique LaRay on Instagram, Twitter, X, Facebook. Do we have a Facebook? We have a TikTok and all the, you know, the top three or four horsemen. Then we have my personal one at Monique LaRay Stinson. And that's just Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, LaRay, L-O-R-E. And then just add Stinson. My last name, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, and check me out. Personal content there, separate from business, as well as, guys, if you are looking for any other presents, any other things, and you're not quite sure, you're going to a Christmas party, an ugly holiday sweater party, Hanukkah party, Kwanzaa party, anything you're doing, get a glass of, or get a bottle, excuse me, of Michael Solberg Family Wines, okay? MichaelSolbergFamilyWines.com, and it pairs well with your glass. So check Michael Solberg Family Wines out and tell Leah Solberg that Monique sent you, okay, from The Startup. Also, let's talk about next year. Next year is going to be our fifth year on the air here at LA Talk Radio. We're so grateful. I have an attitude of gratitude with Sam and the team here for having our show and helping our little mighty show grow. Thank you for everybody who supports this channel, who comes back and checks our content out. Thank you for all the people who make it happen, all the guests that come on and trust us with their brand. It, from the bottom of my heart, we're so very grateful for you being here with us. You know, this is just the little engine that could, I always say. We are still looking to expand our distribution. We're always going to be with LA Talk Radio. We're looking to get on all the platforms so that you guys can check out our show and like and share. But we remember where we come from, and we're always going to be with Sam as long as he'll have us. But we do look to grow. And that's because of you. Your listening, your listenership, your followership, your viewership is going to help us grow and be better. So stay tuned for announcements there. My mouth gets so dry because I talk so much on this show. I think we did a few of our favorite items for the holidays. I've got a few more. Or did we talk about Amour Propre? I always butcher the name. She was there today at the brunch. Beautiful soaps. I used some this morning. She makes them out of her kitchen. And her slogan, if you will, her catchphrase is live and love. So I think that's great. Guys, what are you doing for holiday cards, for Christmas cards? Are you doing the mail and stamp thing? Are you doing a digital card? I think everyone, you know, I have a close circle of friends that will get a hard copy card with a stamp. But I think I'm doing digital cards on text message to people. I think it's easier. I think that it's economical. It's better for the planet. But who are you using? What platforms are you guys using? Let me know. Do you still like paperless post? Are you using Adobe Spark Post? Are you making it up on your own? I would love to hear from you guys and get some ideas, okay? Some creative ideas. Also, what apps in the coming year are you guys excited about? Let's talk about that. Now, I know that there are many apps out there these days. I really like Wine Likes, okay? Wine Likes was a guest on our show, and it's cool because it's got, this is going to be too bright. You won't be able to see it, but it has a little wine stain like on the bottom of your glass, and it's just a cool app to navigate wine and which bottles are trending and discovering new wine. So Wine Likes is an app that I'm geeking about. Let's see, what other apps am I loving these days? It goes without saying, and I was mentioning it earlier, but Adobe Spark Post, Adobe Spark, you can do all your platform tags and flyers. So if you're doing an event or an announcement, it gives you frames and you can kind of just custom make it. So Adobe Spark Post, if you have announcements or you run a business and you want to just start up and you're not looking to spend too much, they have a free platform. And then they have one that's, I think, $9 or $14.99 a month. So that's also an option. Guys, here's an app that's kind of cool. And I don't know, you know, like I said, if anyone, everybody's done with their holiday shopping, but Zip app, still can't see it because it's so bright. Zip app, Z-I-P, like zipper. If you are looking to get some things and maybe your payday is not there, or you're starting up a business and you need some products, they have literally almost every brand on this platform and you can pay it in installments. So that's something for the holidays that'll help you out. And of course, I do like my Kickoff app. If you guys are working on your credit for business, the Kickoff app is one that I'm excited about. It can boost your points from up to 40 to 50 points in 1 month. I know someone that's used it and it boosted their points on their FICO within 2 weeks. So check out Kickoff if you're looking to boost your score and start a business and get some business credit or just personal credit. So those are some fun apps I'm excited about for this year and next year. All right. And our next guest is Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the Startup.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing amazing. It's Sunday, right?
It's Sunday, right? Sunday fun day?
Yeah, Sunday fun day.
Well, welcome to the show. And why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and your brand and tell us who you are?
Yeah, sure. I am Rebecca Sylvain. I go by Becca for short. Live in Atlanta, 29 years old, and I own a babysitting agency. I started it when I was 23, and then I ended up getting a partnership with a company called care.com, and I ended up making multi-six figures. Last year, I generated over $500,000 in sales, so I officially have a multi-six-figure business, And so, you know, pretty much what I do is I give advice to other business owners, tell them about my personal stuff. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay. You better come in here and be successful, Rebecca. Yeah. Here. I will shout out to the ATL. My grandmother is from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh,
she's my peach.
Okay.
She's my peach. And so listen, I first want to say congratulations for going after it. I can already tell it was a passion project at a young age. Congratulations on identifying that early in your life. Congratulations on being unapologetically successful.
Yes.
Congratulations to helping others. And this is the startup, but this can also be the scale. So
yes. Obviously.
Yes. And so you scaled this. Let's speak to those entrepreneurs on today that are at the end of the year, the end mm-hmm. of the rope, the end of their coin, and they want to scale their business so next year they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
What pieces of business wisdom could you sprinkle on those that are looking to scale?
Yeah. So I would say do it the right way, because I know years ago when I first started my business, I was not doing business the right way and I was not making money. Once I started becoming ethical and like just doing things the right way, just things started to open. But I feel like it's very important to have your books in order. So that way when tax season comes in, you don't have to worry about like, you know, owing additional money, but like just organizing like your expenses, like where did your money come from, where, like how much profit that you're getting, because a lot of people get excited of gross income, but there's a difference between gross and net income. So you want to make sure that you're making a profit. So I would just say, organize your books. I did everything. I've wore so many hats. I've networked with other people who have actually helped me grow my business, taxpayers, people in like the legal industries, lawyers, people in tech. And that has honestly, you know, grown my business. So like increasing your network and like just organization is like key.
Beautifully put. And I really love that you sound like you're not afraid to talk to someone else outside of what you know. And like you said, grow your network. Like be those, when you're uncomfortable, it's, that's called growth. Don't you think?
Yeah. Closed mouths don't get fed. That's how I became successful, because like, you know, with me, I know in order to get to where I needed to be, I had to talk to other people. And when I started, I was 23 going into networking events and I would just approach people. And some people would just look at me weird, like, oh, you know, they're not used to people going up to them, but I didn't care because I need to get these bills paid, you know? So I would go up to people, introduce myself, and I kept on doing it consistently to the point where I don't care. Like, I love going up to people. And then just by me doing that, I've created a network of other like-minded individuals that has helped me with my business, or they'll give me ideas. And I've created friendships with other business owners, because not only do I have like some business ethics, but I'm also like a good person, like, and they can see that. So it's always great to have people in your life that are aligned with where you're trying to go. And then, you know, just to help you succeed.
Yes, absolutely heard. And I think that you kind of killed two birds with one stone there, because by you having grit and being unafraid to put yourself in uncomfortable, you made up, perhaps other people became uncomfortable. You didn't make them that way. They chose to be that way. They chose that. And you killed two birds, right? Because the people that you spoke to and connected with, you got the information you needed. But not only that, they saw that you were willing to do what it takes to be successful. So now they trust you to do business with them.
Exactly. Yes. And then you create friendships like outside of like, you know, because like, I know with me, I don't always want to talk about business every single day. So, you know, there has to be a balance. So it's always great where you can like hang out with those like people like that align with you, like outside of business, where you can just, you know, you get to know people on a deeper level. And I feel like that's really important in expanding your network, because they might know someone and that person might know another person to pretty much like, you know, scale your business.
Well done. It sounds like you guys could learn a lot from Rebecca, because she's doing multiple things at once, but she is staying ethical to herself And it sounds like you're now in, you're very ethical in time, your time management is to yourself and to your clients. So doing something thoroughly mm-hmm. and ethical is going to save you time and money and get you expansion. It sounds
yes. like. Yes. Please do everything the right way, because quick money, quick, fast money. Mm. It's good in the beginning, but it's going to catch
up. Sexy in the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah. It's definitely going to catch up to you because it's like a whole bunch of stuff. But when you do things the right way, it's going to be a slow process. It took me 5.5 years for me to make six figures and then 6 years to make multi six figures. And that was just me doing it the right way. I didn't care how long it was going to take. I just knew I was going to be consistent until I got to where I want to be. And now like my next goal is just to scale it to seven figures.
Okay. I'm
just going to be done the right way as well.
I hope you still call in when you get to the seven figures.
Girlfriend. I will.
Don't forget the little guy. So I love it for you. And this is great. So I really want to just on the last few minutes here, touch on, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The care.com partnership. Yeah. Because guys, if you have children or know someone that has a child, I'm sure we all know someone with a child.
Yeah.
If you don't have one on your own, care.com is a huge platform, a huge business for finding care of your child. So how did you step into that, Rebecca? How did you step into that?
I did. So before that, I was doing a lot of cold calling. I was doing a lot of emailing. And by me doing a lot of cold calling, and I was doing that for months, years. Wow. And then I got a response back. And it so happened to be from care.com, you know? But I was reaching out to over 1,000 contacts.
Wow.
And so I, you know, I spoke with care.com, told them what I offered, and then they just brought me on as a vendor. And so now I have a backup partnership where I provide childcare services, which is on-call backup care to their clients with these who work at Fortune 500 companies. So that was me doing cold calling and over 1,000 prospects, and they responded back to me. Yeah.
Yeah. You really played the numbers game there, and you earned every penny in all of that. Because I know what that takes, and that's true grit. You're coming off as a real true entrepreneur because you got to grind those leads out sometimes. And yeah. You've kind of now created a way for others by doing that sweat work, right? So what does Q1 of 2024 look like for your business?
Okay. That's a great question. So right now I am currently working on an app. I want to come out with a babysitting app for other babysitters and parents. So like Uber for babysitting, where parents can go on that app and look for a babysitter, and babysitters can go on the app and look for, you know, work. And like, I'm going to make it a little bit different and just add some like features. One feature that I'll give away for now is like, you know, doing video calling. And then another one is like time, like clock in and clock out system, where a family can record a babysitter's location if they are out at work and they want to like just keep tabs on the babysitter. So that's, you know, some of the features that I'm going to be coming out with. Genius. And that will be coming out in 2024.
Genius on time. Can't believe it hasn't happened yet. And also, you know, me doing a couple documentaries during the pandemic and exploring entrepreneurship and just us as who we are. I really think that this is going to help navigate in the post-endemic world, because there was a little pandemic boom there for babies, right? Like, so, wow, I'm really impressed by you. And I can't wait to, I hope you check in with us again this year, because next, because we'd love to see when you launch the app, we'd love to be there and support that. You should come to the Emmys event. We need to have you at the celebrity gift.
Where is that?
Look, I'm going to talk to you offline with your people, but next month we're doing the Emmys Week Celebrity Gifting Suite in Beverly Hills, and we have 100 celebrities, media, and press. So having people even just play with your beta model or, you know, on set baby care for celebrities, like that's awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. So where can we find you? Go ahead and plug your hashtags real quick.
Yes. So, well, first website, www.nanniesandkidsunited.com. And then Instagram, it's business_woman _101, and that's spelled BUSINESS _woman_WOMAN_101. And then Nannies and Kids United, you can do a quick Google search and we just pop up everywhere. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Nannies and Kids United.
Beautiful. Rebecca, keep slaying. Have a beautiful holiday season. Be safe. What we start up today, we'll see you back here next weekend. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Continue.
Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.